Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Bengals, Browns, Steelers, and Ravens. Vinny and Haney's Notes from the North.
Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw. Here on this Turn It Up Tuesday, Mike Pope's on the other side of the glass. Vinny's on vacation. Next couple of weeks, let's get right to it, man. It's Notes from the North. All of our guests are brought to you by the Window Nation Guest Hotline. Let's start at Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Let's welcome back to the show, Brian Batko. Brian, appreciate the time as always. And you just heard during Nolan's update, the DK Metcalf suspension going to cost him the final two games of the regular season. But apparently, Brian, DK's had a run-in with this dude before. So for our audience out there, explain exactly what the history is between DK and whoever the hell that guy was.
Yeah, I mean, I know his name from researching this, but I don't even really want to give it oxygen. Sure. Because I was sitting there in the press box, and once the broadcast showed what happened, I started kind of training my binoculars on the guy. And I'll just be honest, he seems like a goofball. I think people can sort of make that inference from the video and from the photos that they've seen of it. And you know, he came back to the game and everything. And although to be honest, but like, I don't know what exactly the history is. I think that's one of the gaps in the story right now. What did transpire between those two in a game last year, apparently? But I think a lot of things can be true here. One, this guy was acting like a jack wagon and probably, you know, may have deserved to get hit in the nose. And two, DK has to have more composure than that. And it doesn't make sense to even go and confront a fan in the first place, I think, unless there was something really uncouth that was said. But it doesn't seem like there's any hard and fast evidence of that just yet.
So the Steelers are actually starting to pick up a little steam here. 3 straight wins. We know what they did to the Ravens a few weeks back. And now most recently, this Lions win. Huge for them. Go on the road. You're, what, 5-6 point underdogs, and you pull it out. Between the wins, Rodgers actually looking more like his older self here. Are you willing to actually buy into them maybe being on par with the other AFC playoff teams right now?
Yeah, Nolan. I mean, I'm as close as I've been all season. That's for sure. They hit rock bottom, in my mind, a few weeks ago in that 26-7 loss at home to the Bills, where they just got bludgeoned on both sides of the ball. But yeah, since then they woke up and, you know, getting some questionable calls to go their way against Baltimore certainly didn't hurt. And people will say that happened against the Lions too, but they actually outplayed Detroit in that game, in my opinion. So yeah, this is the best that I've felt about these Steelers all 2025, I don't know that I can put them on par with the Bills, because I still think as long as they have Josh Allen playing the way he is, despite all their other flaws, they're the big bad to me in the conference. Now that the Chiefs are not a factor, looks like the Ravens may not be a factor. So I would put the Steelers kind of in that next tier with a bunch of teams that either are somewhat still unproven in the postseason or are really dealing with some injuries and stuff like that.
Well, I'll go beyond maybe, and I'll give it to you. Steelers are going to win the division. So there you go. Yeah. But with that in mind, a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about the whole Tomlin and Harbaugh thing. Both were under fire from their fan bases. Both could potentially be out at the end of the year. I'm sure things have calmed down for Tomlin. Here, things have only gotten louder. But yeah. Is saving Tomlin's job as simple as making the playoffs, or does he have to win in January as well?
I don't think his job was ever in danger. I think any talk of Mike Tomlin feeling heat and pressure, it's more so from the outside world, the fan base. I don't think ownership would ever move on from him. During that Bills loss where the crowd was chanting to fire him, my bigger question was, will he just get sick of absorbing this amount of negativity and decide, okay, if this season really goes off the rails, why should I stick around other than the money? Why don't I just get a fresh start somewhere or take a year off? But yeah, that looks less and less likely now as they're headed toward that first AFC North crown since 2020. But I'm very curious to see what happens in Baltimore. I've been kind of just BSing with other Steelers writers about who the Ravens would hire if that ends up being the case down there.
Maybe it'd be Mike Tomlin if he got fired after losing a playoff game. He is Brian Bacow from the Associated Press, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, Appreciate it as always, Brian. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you and the family. We'll catch up with you before the playoffs, I'm sure.
Yes, same to you guys. Enjoy. I hope you get everything you want under your tree, all right?
There you go. Here's Brian Bacow, everyone. Cincinnati Bengals, unfortunately for them, they're not going to the postseason, but you knew they weren't going to be held down long offensively. Here to talk about them as they close out the regular season from the AP. Let's welcome back to the show, Joe Reedy. Joe, appreciate the time as always. And after the Ravens shut out the Cincinnati Bengals, they're going down to Miami, taking on a Dolphins team that, you know, they kind of got eliminated from their playoff hopes the week prior. But you knew Burrow and the boys were going to come back with a vengeance and four TDs. Even though he wasn't having fun, Burrow, the prior 2 weeks, I guess he was feeling pretty good about himself after the win against the Dolphins.
Yeah, definitely a lot of fun. And I think also, a good thing to see, because let's face it, I think this is the first time since Joe Burrow was in junior high school that he didn't have a postseason or meaningful games to or playing meaningless games this late in the season. So the fact that he was able to respond, four TDs, T. Higgins came back, Ja'Marr Chase as solid as usual, the fact that this team is approaching the final weeks the right way, and unlike some other teams, including kind of seeing Miami with them going off the rails, I think it's a good mentality to have.
So Bob mentioned the comments from Burrow a couple weeks ago about having fun or not having fun playing football anymore. I mean, did we make too much of this in the moment, or what was your read on it as he was saying all these things and, you know, being given multiple opportunities to maybe clarify or clear things up, you know, hey, did you misspeak, blah, blah, blah. And he almost seemingly kept doubling down. But was this as simple as, all right, I'm not having fun because I'm not winning? Or do you think the dissatisfaction is deeper than that?
It's the not having fun, not winning, three injuries in a 6-year period and not routine or easy injuries in the slightest. And I think if you're a Bengals fan, anytime you hear remarks about this, you do get a little paranoid based on the Carson Palmer comments back in 2010 and what happened there. I think the difference is between that and this is that maybe the infrastructure is slightly better now, football-wise. They've got a ton of improvements to make during the offseason, especially on the defensive side, and they'll have a ton of cap room. maybe look at the front, well, definitely look at the front office as far as things to hone and everything there. Zach Taylor's got 2 years left on the contract, so I don't think he's gone this offseason, but we do get to these points every 5 to 10 years where a major Bengals star will come out, and based on the organization's history, especially not being able to have a good run for longer than 3-4 years at a time, I think everybody's more sensitive to those remarks. But I think with Joe in general, it's been a frustrating year for him. He was expecting to have a big season. He gets injured in game two. Season goes off the rails, offensive and defensively for the Bengals. And here you are, 6 years in, going, you know, here's another year gone, especially with the prime players on offense. So I think he had every reason to be frustrated.
So then looking ahead to this offseason, right, they're pretty much in the exact same boat they were a year ago. We got to fix this defense, right? We got to get it right. But you briefly mentioned their cap space, and that was interesting to me because I hadn't really looked at their situation. Is it set up where they can truly make some big sweeping overhaul changes to that defense from a personnel standpoint? And how much weight did you put in the coordinator change and that kind of blowing up in their face this year?
Yeah, I think they've got the third biggest cap space going into the offseason. And I think NFL.com did something a week or two ago as far as looking at cap space and personnel and everything, top 10 teams as far as being in good situations to do changes going into the offseason. And I think the Bengals were ranked 8th out of top 10 teams that could do something. Coordinator change, I think we've seen flashes of it getting better the second half of the season. I think most of it, though, is due to drafting. And it's some of the personnel just has not been a good fit. And I think having Al Golden in there another year with knowledge of kind of what he saw in college at Notre Dame with some of the prospects out there will definitely help this year. But you've got to add free agents and definitely, you know, on the line, secondary, linebacker might be decent, but whereas you've addressed offense the past couple seasons, they definitely have to go all in on defense this time.
Joe Reedy from the Associated Press. Joe, we appreciate the time. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you and the family, and we'll talk to you soon.
No problem. Happy holidays to you guys.
There he is, Joe Reedy, everybody. It is Notes from the North. Finally, we go to Cleveland. Well, the Akron Beacon Journal, Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw. Let's talk about the Browns with Chris Easterling. And Chris, appreciate the time as always. And full disclosure, the Bills-Cleveland game was here locally in Baltimore because the Ravens didn't play until Sunday night. And the Judkins injury, saw it in real time, did not replay it, and rightfully so. But how devastating was said injury, and what's the recovery time for a guy that was probably in the conversation at least for Offensive Rookie of the Year?
Well, obviously it's devastating because, you know, he was really showing flashes. Now, for a variety of reasons, the numbers, the raw numbers weren't necessarily there, although he was, until JT just passed him, you know, leading all rookie running backs in rushing this season. It's a devastating blow because you wanted to see him finish strong because he got a late start on everything. But, the timetable we're hearing, 4 to 5 months, they sound optimistic that he'll be back for training camp and certainly for the start of next season. He's having surgery today. So it's a break. It doesn't sound like any ligament damage. Kevin Smith said no knee damage, which is a blessing. So if he can just recover I fully expect Judkins to attack the rehab aggressively. And, you know, so I would expect him back for next year, but certainly in the short term, a devastating blow for a very promising rookie running back.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Well, we got to talk about Shedeur Sanders here. And I mean, what a roller coaster of a season just for him to even get a start. It took that long. And we Ravens fans remember him coming in at the end of that one Ravens game there. And that was his first taste. But since then, five starts, very up and down. He's had his bright spots. He's had his moments, more turnovers than touchdowns. But have you seen enough this year? And then also grading with the pieces that he has around him? You know, it's not really a super team, really not a great offensive line at all, that the Browns have seen enough here to confidently crown him as the guy entering next year, or are we going to be looking at another kind of training camp competition?
I'd like to see what they're going to do the next two weeks, especially against Pittsburgh, against that defense, although depending on if Herbig and Watt play, I mean, it's a little bit different look. I still kind of need to see something, and you got two things going here. One, I'm not convinced they don't still, depending on where they're drafting, if they have a chance at Dante Moore, Fernando Mendoza, taking one of those guys, bringing them in and realizing, look, first-round quarterbacks are the way you win in this league. I mean, Tom Brady being the exception, and obviously trying to be that exception. But there's also the question of who's going to be making the picks. There could be very well a change at the top of this organization. I might be a little bit surprised by that because, you know, Jimmy Haslam has stood by Andrew Berry, especially for throughout this, saying it's a multi-year process. But until you get to quarterback, you know, this process is going to be, stagnated a little bit. So, I think it's the biggest question going into the offseason. Outside of, organizationally, front office, head coach, that type of thing, that this team still, I think, has to answer. And I'm not fully there. I like some of the things I saw of Shedeur, but I'm not even fully there that competition wouldn't behoove this football team next season.
Chris Easterling covers the Cleveland Browns for the Akron Beacon Journal. Chris, we appreciate the time as always. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you and the family. And we'll talk to you soon, I hope.
Absolutely. Happy holidays to you guys as well.
You got it. Chris Easterling, everyone. We'll come back, reset the program for you. Phone calls coming up, top of the hour. News from the desk. So you're going to be part of our fun there. Buy or sell. Where's the dough? As we're a couple of days from Christmas, that's coming up. Buy or sell. Steve Molesky talking some Orioles baseball at 12:30. Are you satisfied at least with what Mike Elias has done so far? Still work to be done.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.